in Simin Tov Tes Vov. We're up to Siv Beis, and we will be doing from Beis through Dalad, completing the Simin. Siv Beis, Ein Ma'arv Neruvei Tchumin Ben Hashmashas. Lechatchila, you don't do Eruvei Tchumin Ben Hashmashas. Why not? Even though Eruvei Chatzeres you can. Eruvei Chatzeres have no Iker Min HaTorah. The whole Eruvei Chatzeres is a Derabbanan. Not so with Eruvei Tchumin. The Iker Din Tchumin we learn out of a Pasuk. Therefore, Chazal were not makel to have us do it ben hashmashas. Vim erev eruve erev. The mechaber here is paskin that if you did an erev ben hashmashas, since ben hashmashas is sofik yom sofik laila, we call it a sofik drabanan, so it works. Now this is not the sof pasuk. We have to see what the halacha is in siv beis. In siv gimel, excuse me. Siv gimel amr lo shnayim seva reva leinu. Two people told him, make an erev for us. We had this halach in Erev Chatzeres already. Echad erev olav mibod yom. One of them, you made his erev tchumin by day. The echad erev olav ben hashmashas. The second one, you made an erev ben hashmashas. Where we just said that it was good by the evet. Zesh erev olav mibod yom. Nechal eruve ben hashmashas. The one that he did by day, ben hashmashas had got eaten. Zesh erev ben hashmashas. Nechal eruve mechashechash. The one that he did ben hashmashas. There, it didn't get eaten till dark. Shneim konu eruv. They're both konu eruv, even though it's a tarti desasri. Meaning, if the day ends at ben hashmashas, then how does the second eruv that you made ben hashmashas work? If day ends only at night, then the one that got eaten ben hashmashas, where it's not yet seizik achavim, his shouldn't have been an eruv because when the day began, then when nightfall came in, his eruv wasn't there yet. For each one of them, we say Sveik and Rabbanan, and that's enough. Now, what's the Yesh Cholkin? The Yesh Cholkin are taking us back to the halacha that we learned that really that Sofik goes lahokel in a Ruvei Tchumin is only if there was a Cheskis Kashrus. If I know I had an Erev, my question is when exactly did it get lost? There I have a halacha of it has a Chazaka. Whereas if I have a suffix, if my erev was an erev altogether, then the halacha is that it would not be chal. Therefore, the halacha would be that whenever you make an erev ben hashmashas, since it's a suffix of whether or not it was an erev in the first place, this daya holds that we go l'chumra, and it's not good. In other words, that halacha that we learned in Siv Beis, that suffix, that an erev ben hashmashas b'dieved is good, the Eshcholkin disagrees with. The Eshcholkin holds that an erev ben hashmashas will not work. So, according to them, an erev ben hashmashas is not only a zasa lechatchila, but is pasul b'dieved. The Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for the shita because he says rov rishonim really hold this way. Now, what happens if in the case where it was put mibod yom and it was eaten ben hashmashas? Does that give it a cheskes kashrus? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas if that gets a cheskes kashrus or not. Ben Hashmash, he brings a machlokas rishonim. Ben Hashmashis of Rabbi Yossi. Now we have a machlokas in the Gemara, it goes like this. There is sunset, and then there's Tzeisik HaChavim. And there's a Gimel Revoy mil, 3/4 of a mil, which literally is 13 and a half minutes, between Shkiyas HaChama and Tzeisik HaChavim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, between Shkiyas HaChama and Tzeisik HaChavim, there is Gimel Revoy mil also. But he considers Shkiyas HaChama not sunset, but he considers that almost an hour after sunset. So that from when the sun sets until Tzeisik HaChavim is 72 minutes, what we call Shkiyah happens 13 and a half minutes before that. So we have 13 and a half minutes between Shkiyas HaChama and Tzeisik HaChavim. When is Ben Hashmashas? So Rabbi Yehuda holds Ben Hashmashas is the entire time between Shkiyas HaChama and Tzeisik HaChavim. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that Ben Hashmashas is only Keheref Ayin just before Tzeisik HaChavim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that with regard to this halacha, that we're choshesh, the B'dieved, it's not a good Erev, that's talking about the Ben Hashmashas of Rabbi Yossi. That means you don't have the Machber from Shkiyah. You have the Machber from just before Tzeisik HaChavim. So if you just made it, and just got the Erev down there before Tzeisik HaChavim, that's where the Shita would be arguing, and we would end up being Machmir. Further, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that although the Gemara says beferish that we're Machmir for Rabbi Yehuda on Shabbos, that's only a Malacha D'Oraisa of Shabbos. But otherwise, really, Meikar Adin, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that Ben Ashmoshes is Keherif Ayin. It's just before it says Zezikachav. Sivdalid, Keshemeniach, Eruve, Tchumin, Mavarech, Al Mitzvahs Eruv. When someone makes an Eruv Tchumin, he says Al Mitzvahs Eruv. The brach is not Ma'akif. Va'omer, Baze Eruv, Yemutali, Lelech, Mimakam Ploni, Al Payim Amalach, Al Ruach. And you're supposed to have the Amira. Unlike the bracha, the Amira is Ma'akif. Not necessarily this lashon, but the Amira is Ma'akif. You have to have an Amira. Unless you did an Erev Baraglav where you actually walked somewhere. V'ma'arav l'rabim omi yemutal l'ploni l'ploni o l'vnei mokum ploni. The Mishnah also says that if you're doing an Erev for all the Shabbosos of the year, that you're putting down food that will stay there, and it's for all the Shabbos of the year, you have to say, you should say, Alachol Shabbos Hashana, or Lamachar, that you only mean it for tomorrow.